It's got a bunch of onboard sensors. It's got a three-axis accelerometer, so that's why I can simulate gravity for this bouncing ball demo. That's on board the spots when you purchase a kit. And remind me to tell you about how you can purchase a kit now. It also has a bunch of an array of digital I/O pins here. There are 9 digital I/O pins that you can read, set as inputs for reading or outputs, and 6 A to D lines in, so you can easily attach external sensors. I forgot to, Bernard, maybe you could grab a sensor thing from my bag there and just show them. Tons of different sensors are being attached all the time. And I just brought a couple that I found in the lab in California, but you can attach these with ribbon cables to the spot because it's got the standard spacing, and they've come with a little part that you can solder on to make access real easy in development. So this has been used for all sorts of external things. This is a GPS unit that's been attached to it. But as I say, if you want to experiment with what's on board, there's temperature, light, and a couple of push buttons. And the device does have an 802.15.4 standard sensor network radio part. So I'm going to use that in this case to connect these two spots together. And now the ball can actually go off from one to the other. And that's just a Java object that's being serialized. I got them to merge together into one there. If you put your finger in there, that's the Java. I could feel this ball object going through my fingers. I had a little tickling feeling. And my standard demo completes with an emulated spot on a desktop. We have all the software you need to let you write desktop applications that run the very same code that will run on here. And the ball goes over and onto the screen and back and forth and such. This virtual machine can run many applications at the same time, which is an unusual thing for Java. Normally at your computer, your laptop, you say Java space and the class name and hit return. One virtual machine, one application. But with this virtual machine, you can run as many as memory will allow. So I'll routinely run 5 or 6 different applications, each one of them under the illusion it has the virtual machine to itself. We have software that comes with it to make developing applications easy. It works with the NetBeans environment. And there's an environment we're developing called Spot World that lets you see the spots in the environment and depicts them on the screen so you can load applications on and see what each one is doing and experiment with that. All the source code's included so you can modify things. This has to talk a little bit about sensor networks in general, that it's in they typically form mesh networks spontaneously that are dynamically reformed as necessary, depending. There's different approaches to this problem. We've got a Java implementation of what's called the AODV mesh networking algorithm. This means that traffic will be forwarded from one spot to another through whatever route happens to be available at the time. They're constantly re-updating their routing tables and stuff like that. But if you want to experiment with any part of the system, you can just change the Java code. It's Java all the way down to where you go peek and poke to put numbers into memory for the SPI bus to communicate to the sensors and so on. There's a lot of work that's been done with this. And encourage you to look at the website, sunspotworld.com. There's open forums there where people talk about their applications. We're encouraging curriculum planning around the world that are based on sunspots, and we have a program for granting to universities. So if you think your particular college ambassadors think your faculty might be interested in basing a course on sunspots, we're running out of the pool of allocated spots for that purpose, but it might not be too late to still apply if you think something is suitable. And we also have a research grant such as this one that we're proud to be able to donate a number of kits to purposes like that. And then we have educational pricing discounts now. And do I get to say what that number is? I think Because normally we're selling a kit which is two of these plus a base station that connects in through your USB port. They all have USB. Base station puts it in. So your computer can talk to these guys and do all the development and all that. And all the software and USB cables and plastic parts. And then I think normally in the US that's going to be $700 in the latest round. But we have educational pricing of $300, right? And you can place orders through Sun Sales Force people now know how they have this ability to place orders for them. So if you're interested in any of that, contact through your Sun representative to get a salesperson to be able to place an order for those guys. I can show you more demos about later if there's time afterwards, although I have to go catch a train at some point. Have I covered enough?
Yep, that's fine with me.
Okay, good, sorry.